Oh, where do you start, Lois? What bitterness, what selfishness, what arrogance. And the amazing part about it is, you know when you're doing it, you know you're doing it, we just keep right on doing it. Go ahead. Let your mind go now again and justify yourself. Go ahead. Not much I can do about it, though, can it? Except be here. What bitterness comes out of your faces. Arrogance out of your spirits. See, before I came out of the house, again, I'm sitting there and I already got some stuff to talk about, but just look at you. The Lord gave me two scriptures. I quickly went back and I wrote them down at the bottom. Just for you. Just for you. Come on, look at me. I dare you. See, we just don't want to believe that we're at the end of this.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Make me to know my end.
Hallelujah.
Whose end is destruction.
That's right.
Whose glory is in their shame.
True.
My God, folk. What else do you want God to do to wake you up?
Glory. Glory.
Proverbs 31, I think it is.
Oh, bless you.
Verse 12. Read!
He would do it, he would
do it. I gotta read! And then read! Don't sit there with your breath. Read!
She would do him good and not evil all the days of her life.
Proverbs?
30.
Never mind, folk. You have come into this place again determined not to hear.
Oh, God.
They have ears, but they hear not. So therefore, they're without faith,
Jesus.
Without hope,
glory.
Without life.
Glory.
Because faith comes by hearing.
Glory.
Proverbs 30, verse 12. Who's going to read it? I mean, read, not mumble it. Hold it. Who's going to do it?
There is a generation.
There is a generation. Brother and sister, this is a generation.
That are pure.
Hold it. Way back there, God said there is a generation that will be the last one. I didn't say that. Didn't tell you what it says. That's you. Tell us about it, Lord. The word of the Lord coming onto you. Every damn single one of you. You rebellious, self-righteous, haughty, heady, high-minded, arrogant. Read.
There is a generation.
There is a generation which?
That are pure in their own eyes.
Pure in their own eyes. Isn't the devil slick? He knows that God says the pure in heart shall see God. Ain't he slick? So it makes you think you're pure in your own eyes. But in the eyes of God,
yes, God.
Look, you sit right there. feet.
And yet is not washed.
And yet is not washed.
Okay.
Read.
From their filthiness.
My God. Unclean. 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 Yeah, now you put your hands up and you shout it. And you go right that thing out that door and pull on again. He that did often. You folk don't realize that even when I walk in your presence, whether I say nothing or do nothing, I'm here to reprove you. And you might hear me sigh under my breath sometimes. I go, oh no. And we go. And what you're doing, put the finger. How many ever seen that expression? How many ever done it?
Oh, bless you.
Well, put the finger. Well,
then he said unto me.
And he said unto me.
Hast thou seen this?
Have you seen this?
Oh God!
Son of man.
Son of man.
Is it a light thing?
Is it a light thing?
To the house of Judah.
To the house of Judah.
My Lord.
That they commit the abominations.
That they commit these abominations, this arrogance, this self-righteousness.
Which they commit here.
Not here.
For they have filled the land with violence and have turned to
bitterness, anger, selfishness.
Oh, yes.
Read.
And have returned to provoke me to anger.
And then turn right around, look you square in the face to provoke me again.
Oh,
and lo.
And lo.
They put the branch to their nose.
Oh, God.
God, do it again.
Oh, God.
A generation that does what they're doing and they think that's right, and there is a way of righteousness, but the way of righteousness they know not.
Oh, Jesus.
See, you folk here, you're no match for me.
No.
I'm loaded with that scripture. And you're going to sit there and put your puff of head.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Read that again, brother.
There is a generation.
There is a generation. I'm stopping one more time. Look at you. That's this one.
This one.
Maybe it might be a little muddled.
Oh, Jesus.
Look at me. You're doing it. You're sitting there. And I can see you doing it. I can see it. I'm sorry, folk. I can see it. A rebellious house. Isaiah chapter 5. Now, I'm telling you again. See, I got me a whole bunch of them I want to try to go with. But as I come out of the house, God says, and I quickly ran back to my computer and popped up, and I didn't want to print it out and waste another piece of paper. So I wrote the scriptures down, figuring I could get you folks to get really serious about really, really what's in the book concerning you.
Glory. Yes,
sir. Comes out of my mouth, you won't pay no attention to it. If it comes out of the book, will you pay attention to it?
Glory.
It's written. It's written. It's written. It's written.
Yes.
I know what you're going to do. You're going to say it's also written. Hey, if you're the Son of God, if you're the so-so, if you got the truth, I know what you're going to do. Because you're a rebellious house. Every single one of you. That's why God said to me, don't you be as rebellious as they. I can be like you. I come this morning and say sweet things. Oh, it's so nice to see y'all. I'd be rebellious, wouldn't I? Wouldn't I? Of course, you don't care if I'm rebellious, would you? I came to you yesterday in the dining hall, and I told you how God dealt with me with a little verse. What was it, Brother Patterson? What was it? You read it. Look, said, hey, look. I made it very clear. I made it very clear what God was telling me. I made it very clear. Why does the living man complain? I'm a living man. And I was complaining.
Oh, God. Ooh. Oh, yes, Lord.
Then I told you what. See, this is chastisement to me.
Yes.
I'm being beaten. And most here put a few stripes on me.
Oh, God.
But, you know, I haven't led you right.
Jesus.
Why, you sinned. And then I tell you, but I did right.
Amen.
No, I didn't say the sin was right. I did right by acknowledging it, by confessing it, and strive within me. Just because I won't condemn myself, that doesn't mean I justify myself. Damn you, fool! Get the hell out of my presence! You wretched. Come on, pop your head back. Read that second one I gave.
Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath the vineyard in a very fruitful hill.
What I'm looking for is Isaiah chapter 5, verse 21.
Woe to them that are wise in their own.
Woe! Unto them! We know wisdom is a precious thing.
Yes, Lord.
I think Proverbs said that too.
Amen.
I'll pause for a moment for all my good Bible students. Wisdom is what? The principal thing. The principal thing, the primary thing.
Hallelujah.
The most desirous thing. Oh, look now, you all look at your faces when I'm saying things like that. The principal thing. Don't leave the principles. They're important.
Amen.
Amen. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding.
Well, well, well. Sound like a broken record, ain't I? Ain't I? Ain't I? Screaming at you for the last 2 years, get wisdom, get understanding, understand.
Amen.
And some of you things you think, and you don't understand what you're doing.
Okay.
No, you don't.
Oh, Jesus.
There it is.
Okay.
Read that again.
Woe unto them.
Woe unto them.
That are wise in their own.
That are wise in their what? Their own eyes.
Oh, God.
I looked in the mirror and I saw me and I said, that's him, not me.
Oh,
and I saw the Lord high and lifted up.
Yes, Lord.
And his train,
yes,
filled the temple.
Yes. Glory.
And when I saw it, I fell down.
Yes, yes.
I remember bringing that right into this tabernacle 3 years ago.
Yes.
And I watched everybody jump up and down in their spirit. Because the prophet of God said, I fell down and I cried, woe is me.
Hallelujah.
For I am a man of unclean lips. And then he said, but I dwell. Everybody said, oh yes, but then I dwell. Then I dwell in the midst of people with unclean lips.
Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Oh God.
Don't like that when I do that to him. When I come down to your level. When God brings me down to you, your level. Jesus came down to our level.
Amen.
He became sin. Somebody said he did.
He did.
He actually literally became sin. Yes. Until the Father, until God looked away from him. Yes. Never mind. Come on, you little holy folk. Come on, you little self-righteous sisters. Come on, you little soul folk. Well, you know the word of God, don't you? Come on, all you brothers. Come on, you haggard fools. Profess themselves to be wise. How many times have I quoted that just this week? How many times have I quoted that just this week? What's wrong being wise? Well, nothing wrong if you're wise. But if you just profess. Well, what about you? Because that's one place I dealt with you on for 10 years. And the only reason I take that strong stance, because the Bible said if any man lack wisdom, laying down in the prison house for 77 days, why am I here? Shut up! Ain't doing so good, am I? You're not ready. No, you're not. See, I was watching the news again today, and I actually heard a newsman talk about this pandemic. Now, I could go back and say, what can I do? For instance, if I could give you a script, you're just so incapable of understanding the truth, the present truth.
Amen.
Watch this. When shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming? And Jesus started to list it off.
Right.
You shall hear of wars. Now, are you still sitting around waiting for that to be fulfilled? That began with the First World War.
Right.
That's the first time that the whole world began to hear about war.
Amen.
One.
Right.
Come on, you peanut brain.
Oh, yeah.
I have no remorse. Let me hear them out. Remarkable, huh? Why did they call it World War I? A war that affected the entire world.
Amen.
For God so loved the world. Look, even here, I can sense you sitting there just wrestling with that. Yeah, you're wrestling with it. Then in my lifetime, there came the Second World War. The Second World War.
All right.
You hear wars, rumors of wars, and there will be one more world war.
Amen.
As they war to set up the new world order. I heard a man talking about this pandemic. Now, see that? Let's look at that. You hear wars, rules of wars, and then pestilence. Now we're hearing the rumor of the Third World War, which will be the final one. In the mouth or the testimony of two or three, not four, three, not two, three. Wow. How in the world can I say that any plainer than that? Isn't that blessed? Why are you cast down?
Amen. That's right.
Why downcast?
Amen.
Why is your countenance fallen?
That's right. Yes, Lord.
Oh, you want some pity, huh?
My Lord. Glory to God.
I heard a man talking about the pandemic. You see, in just a few days, we're going to have an election. And for that, are we really going to have one?
Right.
If you understand the rise of the Antichrist,
glory.
He's going to rise not of his own power. He's going to get power from some other source. Oh, no. How in the world tolerating Mr. Trump this long? How does a make us tolerate it. Because we love lies. We're a world that loves lies. We love the father of lies. We love the liar. If you love truth, you know lies are lies. The man was talking about the pandemic. Talk about the vaccine. They're predicting now 100,000 deaths a day. Somebody, for God's sake, in Jesus' name, say it!
100,000 deaths a day.
Long we've told that the power structure was going to do something to reduce the population. Why? Because the less people on earth, easier for him to deceive. See, you won't do it. You didn't put your hand and say, wow, what's this guy talking about? No, he didn't. Are they ashamed? No, they're not ashamed. And boy, I'm dear in my heart to you now, ain't I? As I lie on the bed again before I come up here, I had the Lord say, how often, oh Jerusalem, oh the new Jerusalem,
yes, Lord.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
The city of God.
Yes,
troubling yourself with it, aren't you? Trying to figure out who Jerusalem is, aren't you?
Hallelujah.
Will you give me a break? Go. You're too defiant, aren't you? What am I doing? I'm showing what some of you are doing. Yeah, peeking around the corner. Not many of you will be saved. That's what I'm dealing with. So devastating that I have to wonder if I'm going to be saved.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory.
Jesus came right down to the end of his life in order to save himself. He died on the cross so God could raise him from the dead.
Yes.
Okay, that doesn't even go. Isn't that some sense of liberty? You're still trying to figure it out, aren't you? Oh, we think we're spiritual, don't we? Don't we? For when they knew God, what did he know when he first came to you in your sinful, wretched state? That's when he revealed himself to you. But to do that, he had to reveal how wicked and sinful you were. So you would cry out, God, God, God. The ones that cried out to God are the ones that knew God. Well, you would cry out to the covenant to save you. Your education to save you. Your money to save you. Your knowledge to save you. Cry out to your God. 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 People are something else. You really are. You really are. Arrogant. Proud. Blasphemers. I will turn your feast into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation. I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins, and baldness upon every head, and I will make it as the morning of an only son. And the end thereof as a bitter day. A bitter cup. Did you know given to you, all you that pass through them doors. Now, who is there left among you that saw this latter house in its first glory?
Yes, Lord.
And when I say that, I look at your faces, and all I see is blankness. This latter house began on Azusa Street.
Amen. Oh, yes, Lord.
It was called, even from the secular world, the latter rain.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
And they had another word to it. The latter rain outpouring.
Lord.
A phenomenon after over 1900 years.
Lord.
They don't have it, Lord. I can sit right here and look right square in the faces, and all I see is this blank look. Eyes and see not. And I came around right at the end of that. 33, 1906, 33, and then I told you that period of time ended in the 1970s. One of those great revivals. My people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge, and the reason why they don't have the knowledge is because they know. You wouldn't do that, would you? Would you wouldn't do that, would you? Nah, you wouldn't do that. You hurt my feelings. I was born right in the midst of that, 1933. Then we have 50 more years, 1970. I literally told you that's when it ended. What do you know? Good question. For the Lord God
will do nothing
without
first revealing his secret
among his people, to his people, for his people, without first revealing it to a prophet he sent to his people. I've told you folk hundreds of times. I didn't even know I was a prophet. Didn't even know I was called to be a prophet.
All right.
Until after I started to exercise the office of a prophet. And I told you when I started doing it, it was in the Bronx, at an old theater. And why I called myself the weeping prophet, I had no idea. And then one day I read in the Bible where Jeremiah called himself the weeping prophet. Well, that's the calling God gave me. The calling he gave Jeremiah. A real life Jeremiah. Not one you read about, one you can see. Not only can you see him, but you can hear him. Well, now come on, brother. Now you come on, devil. Get out of my face, Satan. Get the heads. Yeah. Just get the hell out and go.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I got a call the other day from Sandy, or an email. Why you keep dividing families? I wonder where she got that. Either she's listening or somebody's implied in some shape or form. Why is she dividing a family? Family of God. Yeah, you said to me once I'm a home. Are you? And what did God have to do to get you to come back home? See, we don't realize where we're at, do we? Do we? You used to say years ago about time like they were living on borrowed time.
Amen.
But we're not borrowing this. This is real time.
Jesus.
This ain't borrowed time.
Jesus.
This is real time.
Jesus.
Yeah, real time.
Jesus.
And you know what's going to happen just a few days? We're going to go back to standard time. So the sun won't fool us no more.
Oh, Jesus.
Daylight saving time. Well, the night's coming, folk. And we're not going to save no more daylight.
Glory.
We're going to walk through the night season till we enjoy the morning light. I wish somebody get excited. And you people are so stupid. You just, all you folk listening out there just waiting to trap me again this morning, huh? Aren't you amazed? I am 87 years old.
Glory to God.
I went through my 85th year when Joshua showed up, or Caleb. He showed up. Hey, Josh. Yeah. So 40 years ago, you and I were sent by Moses to spy out the land. Look, that nobody see. Did you not see the book? Are you sure? How come you're not so excited about it then?
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
They told the people way back 40 years before, let's go up at once. For we are well able.
Hallelujah.
But the people said, nah.
No. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to you, Lord.
Oh, 40 years ago, I said, let's go to heaven right now. No. We're well able. We'll just bring heaven down to us and we'll live in heavenly places. And
Oh, God.
Boy, they love me, Lord. Boy, these folk love that truth. And because they receive not, then God sends them a trump of the United States. I said to sister last night, I said, boy, how we don't realize how the United States has been Satan's masterpiece of deceit. How he fooled the whole world. Go to the United States and you'll be in heaven. A nation of rights. You have a right to be black, a right to be white. A right to be a man, a right to be a woman.
Oh, Jesus.
A right to get rid of your baby, a right to have more babies. Rice. And you damn folks sit right here and you won't do a damn thing to encourage me in that truth. Look. And God gave you a right to hear the word of God. And he gave you the right to become a son of God. This morning. Oh, he's too high for us. Yeah, but I came down so I could pull him up. I sat there and watched him make all kind of judgment against me. I stand in your presence, make all your judgments you want. And not too many make a judgment for me. Your action, your reaction, your responses, your faces. Make your judgment. Go ahead, make a judgment. Go ahead. Every time I think about that, I think about Psalm 91. It has to do with the judgment. Isn't Psalm 91? It has the word judgment in it. I didn't know that. Oh, Psalm 91 comes before Psalm 92. And Psalm 91 comes after Psalm 90. And the book of Psalms comes in the Old Testament. I'm looking for the word judgment. For you poor people. How proficient you are. Automatic Bibles. Boy, oh boy. Good memories. Remember everything that's wrong and won't remember nothing that's right. I'm looking for the word judgment. No volunteers?
Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment.
Therefore the ungodly. See, judgment is for the people of God.
Hallelujah. Glory.
He wants to judge his faithful. The ungodly, they're not going to stand in judgment. But you and I can stand in judgment. Glory! Judge me, oh God! Do it today! I've been praying with you for the last year. If I'm not doing what you raised me up for, I said you, if I'm a liar, shut my mouth.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
The blind lead the blind.
Amen. Hallelujah.
What are you doing in the ditch following me?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Huh? He picked me up from a horrible ditch. Set my feet on a solid rock. Established my
suffer, sure. Look how Jesus suffered.
Glory!
He suffered because he bore your sins. And my sins. And carried our iniquity. Bruised for our iniquity. Bruised. 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 Oh. I got so many bruises over me. They're not for you, they're for me. Yeah, I'm bruised. Boy, you won't do it, will you? You'd rather sit there in your arrogance. You think you'll be long. The ungodly shall not stand. Jesus said, I came not to condemn, but I came to judge. So you ungodly one, you can stand in that judgment. I was somebody. He's checking the soul. Does sin? Does so easily?
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Father. You may be seated, folks. Unless you want to go, I'll wait for you to get out. I preached a chair before. Yeah, I have. This is why I said that. The Lord took me back to a Holiday Inn somewhere down between Atlanta or Macon and Savannah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I rented a nice room in the Holiday Inn. I just married Teresa.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
When I got to the Holiday Inn, I was on a local radio station, Savannah, Macon. There was nobody there. Stop calling me a liar. There was nobody in that meeting.
Hallelujah.
Nobody.
Glory. Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless your name, God.
I got a bunch of nobody here.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Just nobody.
Glory.
Trying to let them know they are somebody. I never forget going to that Holiday Inn. Teresa's there. She's playing a little electronic piano we had.
Hallelujah.
I guess I'm not just an Apollo. Speech is crude. Should we quote that scripture? You folks don't even. This is Paul talking. Paul, who could speak 20 different languages, highly educated. Articulate. Very zealous.
Yes.
For the cause of God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Just like Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He said, the zeal of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm the Lord, he said, I got a lot of zeal. Zeal. How jealous are you?
Hallelujah.
Glory. Oh, you're jealous for you. But how about being jealous for the cause? You're shameful. I have preached one scripture after another. You're supposed to come alive.
Yes.
Hey, John Bone. I never forget that day, though, because I was really trying to impress Teresa a little bit. Had this beautiful Holiday Inn. Finally, she looks at me, she says, where's everybody? I said, I don't know. I said, come on, we're getting out of here. So I went out of that Holiday Inn and didn't even pay for it. I don't think I ever paid for that room. And they never billed me. They had my address, they knew who I was. How many signs of my Christian walk have I left the cause of Christ? And he never billed me. He said, I took care of what you owed. How much I owe? Nothing. He paid it all. Oh, wretched man that I am! Who shall deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ! Glory be to God! Hallelujah! Presumptuous are they! Oh, are we presumptuous? Self-willed.
Thank
you. I ain't getting out of your way.
Thank you.
Bring a bulldozer here. I ain't getting out of your way. You might knock me down, but you won't destroy me. Because the devil's a destroyer. And I got power over destruction. You're on the wrong side if you're on Satan's side. Here's the line. Should I finish that story, Lord? Here's Teresa. She's 22 years old. And she's in our first meeting. And of course, she had been within Boston or something. Now we're out here. See, you're not even reaching it. I'm not even reaching with it. Boy, are we so far from truth. We're so carnal. You are yet carnal. If you were spiritual, you'd rejoice in this. You insist and said, let's hear what you don't say. How important what I say is to God's people. To you. And who shall will not hear what I say when I say it. If you would listen this morning at prayer time, you'd see me bust in again. Because God told me to do that.
Hallelujah.
And then all once you can pass the rice. And if you was listening at all, you heard me put that as an insert. Because Pastor Rice says, I got a scripture for you. Anybody know what it was? Anybody know what it was? Anybody know what it was? What is Psalms 20? I thought you know what it is. You won't.
The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble.
See, brother, he was listening to me.
Yes.
So he comes on there, and he said, I got a scripture for you.
Yes. Your father.
All right.
The Lord hear thee.
The Lord hears you.
Hallelujah.
In the day of trouble.
Oh, boy.
In the name of God, thank you, defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary.
Hallelujah.
And strengthen thee out of Zion. Deliver all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. Grant thee according.
Is it all that to help me, Lord?
Yes.
Quarter for my transgression.
Yes.
Broke because of my iniquity.
Yes.
Chastisement of my peace upon you.
Yes.
Is it all that for me, Lord?
Yes.
For me?
Yes.
Hear me, O Lord.
Yes.
Remind me again.
Yes.
Read.
Remember all thy offerings.
Remember all your offerings.
Accept thy burnt sacrifice. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation.
About that time I heard some jump on the porch. Sheila. That's the name of our cat.
Yeah.
Sheila.
Amen.
Sheila.
Yeah.
Sheila. Oh, you get that grin on your face, but you really don't get sober about what you're hearing. You don't really lay it to heart. Read.
We will rejoice in thy salvation and in the name of our God.
That's all it does. It's living up here.
We will set up banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petition. And now know that I, the Lord saveth, is anointed.
Yes.
He will hear him.
Hallelujah!
And with the saving strength of his right hand.
Hallelujah!
Some trust in chariots.
Hallelujah!
But we will remember the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah! Right after that, I walked into your house. You think I came looking for you? Who did I come looking for?
God bless your holy name, O God. Thou worthy.
Just like I said to you before, pray for Sister Burgess over there. So she got a ride home with Timothy. She got a ride home to Brother Burgess. She got to talk to her daughter once in a while. And then y'all pray for Sister Rose. Because she needs prayer. Sometimes that rose forgets that we cut the thorns off, and out comes the thorn. Now if I was smart, I wouldn't talk like this. I'd like to remind her about a week ago, about 3:00 in the morning. I heard somebody just screaming and a hollering. I found her on her knees. Boy, she leave her alone, and I left her alone. I wish I'd get her to do it again. You know, right here in front of y'all might help y'all. Oh, she does have the opportunity. Every time she comes to prayer.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Look what opportunity God gives you to weep and cry before the altars.
Yes.
Yeah, God's caused me to cause her a lot of heartache. But the heartache ain't from me. He understands each lonely heartache. I'm saying you feel lonely when you're around me. Think I'm afar off.
Oh, Jesus.
Then just check that back and see how lonely I feel. We don't walk alone.
No.
We got to walk in together.
Amen.
And we don't let nothing separate us from that walk of love. Because if you don't watch yourself, you end up with bitterness and anger and frustration. Then you don't know what to do. I didn't choose you for this. You hear me? Don't forget it. Promise?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Worthy. Worthy art thou, God.
Teresa said to me, "Where's everybody?" I said, "I don't know. Where is everybody? Are y'all here?"
Hallelujah. Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Adam.
Glory, Jesus. My Lord, my God.
Glory.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You're far from dead. I told you we can't let you die because we need them pancakes.
God.
Boy, you folk won't give, will you?
Hallelujah.
You just won't give it up, will you? You just won't surrender your mind, your thoughts, your burdens. Just won't do it. cast all your, you're gonna care about you, aren't you? Aren't you? Now, see, the Lord kept me back to that day. I said, come on, Jesus, we're going. We're going back to Savannah. Is there any way I can talk to you folk and see some enlightenment in your eyes?
Yes, Lord.
What kind of language could I speak? How can I get through to you? And you?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hmm? Oh, thank you, Father.
Your face is just telling me you don't have a full understanding of what I'm doing. I'm sorry, but that's just what I see.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless your name.
I'm looking you right in the face, folk.
Hallelujah.
You think I have no look of understanding?
Glory. Amen. Glory to God.
How you deceive your own self, the thing that I don't know what's in your heart and what's in your mind and what your intentions are.
Hallelujah.
Bless you. Oh, I have good intentions. I'm going to leave New Zealand and come over here to the New Jerusalem.
Oh, bless you.
Everybody's heard that old phrase. I use the word intentions. Now watch this. Watch this. The road to hell is paved. See, y'all, I told y'all to do it. I told you. I told you. But you ain't going to say it, are you? I come up here with good intentions to talk to God's people, to a bunch of dry, dead bones, and say, dry bones here! I hear ya! I got in the car and started to drive back to Savannah. And the Lord spoke to me. God damn it, I did it again. I did it again, God. I said to these people, God spoke to me. He told me, I'm going to show you a church that goes. This is Sunday morning now. We're going to have a service that afternoon. And I was going back to. I drove on down the road. I didn't tell Jesus nothing. I just kept looking for a church. And we kept almost to Savannah. She said to me, where are we going? I said, I don't know. I said, I'm looking for a church. She said, we just drove past one back there, way back. Must have been 5 blocks off the main road. She saw it. I didn't see it. You ought to just look at you people. I change one thing, and every word I say, you just don't understand, do you?
Oh, Jesus.
Set his face toward Jerusalem, and they didn't understand. Anybody understand what's going on this morning? Number one, don't know what's going on. Unto you, the prophet sent. You understand that?
Hallelujah.
Unto you.
Hallelujah.
Unto you. That the power of the prophet walked through your door. I wanted to see how dead you were. They just don't understand.
Oh, bless you,
Jesus. So I rolled around and went back. Saw the church way back, and I drove way back there. It was almost 12 o'clock noon, and her and I walked in. I sat in the third row. Not even interested. A woman pastor got up. Now I've had this happen to me several times. She got up, she said, I really ain't got nothing to say. You know, how about you? Would you seek the Lord for a testimony? You ain't got nothing to say? See why you're not testifying? Because God's not going to let you say. Testify until you have something to say.
Right.
I'm not going to let you. I'm not going to let you run your big mouth of all the prophet of God and how much I love him. And yes, he's God's man to pump tomorrow. You know what I mean? Nah, you can do it on your own. I'm not going to be party to it.
Okay.
Well, if you live a different kind of life, if I went out here and sat under a tree. Never went anywhere. Just sat there. Never touched a woman. Never touched a person's life. If I just was a little holy monk, you'd accept me, wouldn't you?
Oh, God.
If I had never sinned, be the sinning, huh? No, God sent someone who became sin. For God so loved the world, He sent His only Son to become sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Somebody, somebody in this house, there ought to be at least one. The woman said, "Are you a preacher?" "I'm a preacher." I said, "Sure. If you would like to say something, absolutely." That's right. So I got up. I didn't preach much. I just told them, well, my name was nothing. They didn't know me. I wasn't sure I knew me. Now that I know. I can be a friend of adulterers, fornicators, blasphemers, because I know.
Thank God.
Especially those that's been forgiven.
Right.
Now that I know we're all forgiven. It is no
secret.
Not anymore.
Because
God revealed His secret to His servants and prophets. And the spirit of prophecy will come on you too. Yes, sir, you can all prophesy. What He's done for others, what He's done for me, He'll do for you now that I know what I am. Oh, my God. I'm just a sinner saved by
grace.
What would you be without grace? Hey, Brother Driver came alive again. I just heard him. I heard him. I heard him. Hey, you guys up there, can you still move that microphone? Turn it on, Driver. You got it? I thought we could move him.
Hallelujah.
Huh? You want me to move him?
Glory to
God. See that microphone up there? Right there? Huh? See, it hits. That's why they hear you so much.
Hallelujah.
Because it comes right down where you are.
Right.
So you see why you need to pray?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, look at that. Right on you, boy.
Glory.
Right on you.
Yes.
David, huh?
Amen.
Hey, Brother David.
Hallelujah.
Hey, David.
Glory.
Oh, there's one right there. Oh, Sister Burgess, we got you pegged, boy.
Hallelujah.
There you is. Hey, brother, right above your head.
Thank you, Lord.
Right above your head.
Thank you,
it will pick you up where you is and lift you up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, bless you, Jesus.
Mighty God.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lift
you.
Up your voice.
To the coming King, bow before Him and the Lord and sing. Sing to His majesty. Let your praises be.
Hallelujah.
Sitting on the front row in Boston many years ago, sat a beautiful young college student. She had a pair of pants on. She had a V-neck. I walked over and I told her, "You've been seeking God." And she began to cry. And then she said to me, "I want to sing for the ministry."
Oh, God.
Hey, Teresa!
Glory!
Did you hear yourself this morning?
Yeah.
Singing for the ministry.
Yeah.
Not for our G-Star.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, the King
is coming, the King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and out of his face I see. Oh, the King is coming, the King is coming. Praise God.
I pulled that little church.
Hallelujah.
I said, "Where's that sister that got four children?"
Hallelujah.
Look at you, you damn people, no matter what I say, no matter what word, you just sit there.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus said my words. Dry bone, hear the word. Nah, you're not going to move, are you? I said, "Where's that woman with four children?"
Hallelujah.
Two women put up their hand.
Hallelujah.
Now what are they going to do?
Glory.
I like Solomon now.
Yeah.
I got two women with a little baby. How to feed them both.
Yeah.
I can't
Glory.
Believe this. I'm having a hard time believing this, the way you keep looking at me. I really am. Well, I don't know, I'm looking at you like I'm telling you. Well, what do you want to tell you?
Amen.
When I look
upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, and he takes me by the hand, and leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Don't you know he reached down his hand and took you by your hand? I know it's Jesus in my soul. For I have touched. Wow. Two women stood up. I took out my money. I said, "God told me to give this." I said, "I'll give it to both of you." So I put it in half, gave them both half. Two women with a bunch of children, no support. And I walked out. That's the sermon I preached.
Glory. Glory. Worthy. Glory. Worthy, O God. Oh, bless you. Oh, you worthy, O God. Bless you. Bless your holy name, Lord. Bless you.
I've never done something like that without having a payday.
Amen.
Somehow God would have someone. Finally, say, "Are you the preacher here in that little church?" "Yeah." "How'd you find me?" "Well, I inquired who you was." "How'd you find Jesus?" "Inquired, who is that?" "Well, that's Jesus.
Jesus.
He's the one that found me in the pit. He's the one that found me in hell. He said, I want to bring you to heaven, so I'm the way. So come on up here. Come on up. And it was love. Not my love for him, but his love for me. What a generation. Isaiah 5:21.
Woe unto them that are wise in their
own. Woe unto them that are wise. Read.
Wise in their own eyes.
Ah, boy. Woe. 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 Stop it. Whoa.
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 Read.
Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight.
Prudent. Righteous in their own eyes. Read.
Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward, and take away the
righteousness
of the righteous from.
Are you reading from Isaiah 5:21?
Yes.
Verse 21, please.
Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight.
Proverbs 31, is it? 30 and verse 10.
That are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness.
Can you picture all these people back in Mr. Trump? They're called the evangelicals.
Yes, yes, hello. Yes.
Last night I was watching a film. Of course, I knew where it was coming from. I knew where it was headed. But what caught my attention was Trump in prophecy, I think it was. So I began to look at it. It came from Liberty University, which is Jerry Falwell's. And they went on to give a fictitious story of a man who had a dream or a vision. And of course, in his process, he was confronted by Satan. And finally he said to Satan, not a weapon formed against me shall prosper. And that old demon, because that's what it was. He was having hallucinations or...
Yes.
And what it was just Satan using the dreams. Do I have the Lord? It's almost noon. Maybe I can quit. Because this hour, boy, have no perception or understanding. I want you to understand how close this is. How very close. And if all you apostates, those that have drawn back and looked back, like a dog to its vomit.
Oh,
like a swine to its wallowing in the mud. I really don't care how many preachers you heard. Some were better than me, but there was none like me.
Amen.
But I don't go along with it. I know that. I've learned that very well. Perfect. And not a person in this place will stand upon a testimony that I'm a perfect man. Said maybe, brother, that even he fell from it. And he wouldn't come to the phone calls.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
How many of you folks have fallen from grace?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
That's not a biblical term, is it? Falling from grace?
Yes.
Nah. Oh, yeah. How can anybody fall from grace? Falling from grace.
Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace.
Mm-hmm. You think you're justified by your works of the law. I'm sure if I do some good works, I'll be blessed of God. Hit it right on the head. Complain what you have to do around here. And this is good works. You're not doing it for yourself. You're not serving yourself when you serve one another. You're not loving yourself when you love others. If you love others long enough, you'll love yourself. Because you start liking yourself for loving somebody else. Scripture says Solomon loved many women. He loved them, including the Queen of Sheba. Amen. He said, but I couldn't find one. Then God found one.
Hallelujah.
The Queen of Sheba.
Amen.
See, I heard about your wisdom. Boy, I heard how you deal with women, men, children. I'd come for myself and see. Y'all say what I found out, boy. The half about you has not even been told. Hold on. You haven't heard about the half yet, friend. Oh, the kingdom of heaven has come down here. But what about the kingdom up there? Whoa. The apostle Paul said, I saw things I couldn't even find words to describe it. Wow, what in the world is this? Then I heard things never heard before. I hear God talking to me about you, about me.
Amen.
That's what he said to me yesterday, because I sort of griping a little bit. He said, boy,
why does a living man complain?
Why does that living product complain?
Well, the punishment of his sin.
Yes, you're my punishment. You're my responsibility.
Amen.
Do my best, and my best is not good enough. Is he satisfied? Is he satisfied? Is he satisfied with me? Have I done my best? I believe I have. But my best doesn't come close to your best. What kind of love he had? Well, we said sinners. You let somebody sin against us and see our love. See what happens to our love. And that's what tribulation is all about. He's trying or testing your love. And love endures. Not always enjoy. Endures. We all think you know what love is, huh? If that isn't love. I will turn your feast. These are they that feast with you. I will turn your feast into mourning and all your songs into lamentation. Woe is me. And I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins and baldness upon every head. I will make it as the mourning of an only son, and the end thereof is a bitter day. If you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not. And lie not against the truth. I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me that little book. Give me that word of God. He said unto me, take it. Eat it up. It shall make thy belly bitter, but shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. But when I take that book, I read about me and you in that book. my belly gets bitter.
Yes, yes.
If all they come out of my mouth, it starts getting sweet. And I took the little book out of my angel's hand and ate it up. It was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I'd eaten it, my belly was bitter. He said unto me, thou must prophesy again.
Hallelujah.
Before many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. Thy own wickedness shall correct thee.
Amen.
And thy backsliding shall reprove thee.
Yes, Lord.
Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forgotten the Lord thy God.
Hallelujah.
And that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts. Thy way and thy doings have procured these things unto thee.
Hallelujah.
This is thy wickedness, because it's bitter. It reaches onto thine heart.
Hallelujah.
O daughter of my people, gird thee up with sackcloth and wallow thyself in ashes. Make thee mourning as for an only son.
Hallelujah.
Most bitter lamentations. For the spoiler shall suddenly come upon us. You haven't seen nothing yet, people.
No.
You haven't even seen what's going on in Charleston or even in Waldorf. When you look under Live 5 News under Carlton County for crime, you'll see that there's a crime committed right here in this county that I never thought we'd ever see.
Right.
At Walmart, at motels, at Smokes Road.
Oh,
name them. Thus saith the Lord. A voice was heard in Ramoth, lamentations.
Amen.
And bitter weeping. Rachel weep for her children and refused to be comforted.
Amen.
For her children, for as far as she was concerned, they were not.
Hello.
Remarkable. We got a few Rachels around here. Every time Brother Terry would talk to Teresa, he'd say, God bless your sister Grace.
Yes. Amen.
Got that middle name.
Grace.
And great grace has been upon her.
Yes.
How about you?
Yes.
How about great grace been upon you?
Yes.
They shall make themselves utterly bald for thee, and gird them with sackcloth, and they shall weep for thee with bitterness of heart and bitter wailing. Ezekiel, the prophet who prophesied of the restoring of the temple, went into great detail. A good part of Ezekiel has to do with the restoring of the temple. Read the last part of it. Not now. But now you listen to me. Well, what do you think you are? Okay.
Glory.
Whom say you that I, the Son of Man, am? I just told you what I am. That loosened look on your face ain't going to work.
Oh, bless you.
Or yours either. Because you're not innocent.
No.
You're full of wayward thought.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Carnal reasonings.
Yes, Lord.
Now, you're not innocent.
No.
Unless you're in Christ.
Right.
Then you're innocent.
Hallelujah.
Somebody!
Hallelujah.
What? Not yet? Oh, Lord, if I can just but touch you this morning, if I could touch you. I know. Are they ashamed? Nope. and we boast in our righteousness. Going about doing right. And won't submit to the righteousness that comes from God. Amen. Do you understand that? And they go about trying to establish their own righteousness and won't submit to that righteousness which has been freely given to you. Somebody! He paid a debt.
Yes, Lord.
He did not owe.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
He paid a debt I couldn't even pay.
Hallelujah.
Long ago.
Long ago.
All the old account. Well, before you were born, he said, I'm going to pay that debt. So he let you be born, and boy, did you run up in debt. Now you get born again, and you'll be debt free. The only debt you owe him is to love him. To judge their doings and their beings and their goings and their comings. So every man done that which is right in his own eyes.
Glory, glory, glory. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you, Father. Oh, bless you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Boy, I had a deal with that. And they sit to sit here. And that Cheryl. What was it, 10 years ago? What did I say?
No fat.
Oh, my God. No fat people.
Glory.
Why, even you put on fat.
Jesus.
Skinny as you are.
Bless you,
Jesus. That good food around here?
Glory.
Yeah. Oh,
bless you, Jesus.
If she puts on a pound, she's going to get fat.
Glory.
And if you take off a pound, you ain't going to get skinny.
No.
Uh-uh. What a burden, huh? She's trying to gain weight and you're trying to lose it. Why don't you folk understand my language?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
That's what you got to do. You got to put off all you learned in New Zealand.
Hallelujah.
Everything you know about yourself you learned in New Zealand.
Glory.
We just have another sister that moved here from New Zealand. How long did they interrogate you in Atlanta? 2.5 hours. Where are you going? What are you doing? Got a ticket. You can get back home. And
hallelujah.
I tried to tell them. They know about us.
Amen.
You had to tell them where you were going? Or did you tell them? Hmm? Didn't give them no address?
Didn't ask the address.
The people in Atlanta, they know me. You have to tell them who... Just give them this address here. Or South Carolina. You know, South Carolina is going to play a major part in this election. I didn't know that. It's amazing when you watch the election process because there's a young black fella who's given Graham run for his money. And Graham don't have enough money. If he wins this election, he said somebody pull the strings for him. And who do you think even goes against him? Nikki Haley, former governor, from Indian descent. I didn't know that. Yeah. She become Trump's prodigy. And then you have the other, the old black guy been up there for a long time. He's still sticking for the new guy.
Oh, Jesus.
See, you folk don't get it, do you? You think race don't play a part in our election process? We're a racist country. We make judgments, opportunities, responsibilities based on your race. And are you running in a race?
No.
So they're going to make a judgment in our race. Aren't you raising the judgment?
Yes.
Well? Boy, I look at your faces and I'm telling you, your eyes are so hollow. What has this got to do with me? Everything. It's the fulfillment of the end time prophecy. It's the things that were written for our learning.
Father.
I read this morning Mr. Trump is not going to surrender. He's still going to be exercising power that he doesn't have. Using the Constitution. Using the Congress. They don't give him that kind of power. He just takes it. And I still can't understand how anybody who knows truth at all, even though he does speak truth, yeah, he does, and then puts a lie in it, turns the truth into a lie. He said, I'm God's chosen, and all the they're struggling with it.
Amen.
Don't you know there's an election, which is according to grace? Hey, we're the election. According to God's grace. I wish somebody could save the right here. Now we are the elect. Somebody said, do you vote? No, my man's already in. He's in there and reaching out to pull me in. Fail, he succeeds. When I come short, he measures it up. Glory! Oh, by the way, his name is Jesus. Oh, I got all these Yahweh boys and these Yahshua boys, but that's the name above all names. The name above Trump.
Above
R.G. Stair. The name above all names. But that's the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, there's something about that name. Jesus. Smallest ministry on the face of the earth.
Jesus.
Right here. We're small.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Yesterday's nail was one letter.
Jesus.
2 days' nail.
Jesus.
It's one letter.
Oh, Jesus. Glory.
Thank you. Boy, what you people witness?
Glory. Oh, Jesus.
Morning, I had 3 or 4 calls from people like Brother Carpenter and
Jesus.
Others. They heard me on the short wave,
Jesus.
Loud and clear.
Yes.
Oh, they hear me on the satellite.
Jesus.
And then there's a whole bunch. I can't hear you. Will you please tell me where you're at so I can hear you? I said, man, if I told you where I'm at, you still wouldn't hear. Because
right.
I've already told them.
Jesus.
I told them where they can find me.
Yes.
On the telephone.
Yes. Yes. Jesus!
Hmm. Let's see here. Number here. Right here in the tabernacle.
Oh,
8th. Oh, Brother Ben. This is Brother Ben.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
Stay where you are, Ben.
Thank you, Jesus.
You make your bed in hell, just stay right there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hello.
Finland, Minnesota.
What's wrong with you?
I'm haunted. Thank you, Jesus. Look. Come, Lord Jesus, come as my prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
You hear what she said?
Yes.
Do it again.
I'm just waiting on the Lord and come, Lord Jesus, come as my prayer. May the Lord bless you all.
God bless you.
God bless you.
You people amaze me. What do you expect? For almost 30 years.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not once a day. Many times during the day. In fact, I recognize the thing so much I just click it and let it go.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, Lord.
But I do it. And you folks sit right here and you can't hear me. I try you out. Did you hear that on the broadcast? Did you hear that? No, you put your little thing in your ears. Listen to music. I got music. I'll play music for you.
Hallelujah.
We don't like the music. You know, you're so much the key I play it in. You think I'm off key? I got a good harmony. I take all the scriptures and put them together and come up with a song. The song of Moses.
Amen.
The horse and the rider.
Throw into the sea. Lord, my God, my strength, my song. He has become my victory. The Lord.
Well, they're getting us everywhere. Jesus better go to that beach out there and never have to pay.
Hallelujah.
Now he got this and you pay, and if it's too much in, they won't give you no change. That beautiful beach, huh? Well, we got to preserve the beach. I can't believe you people don't understand my speech.
Hallelujah.
And it won't be long they're going to make us pay for electric, or water. Our land.
Hallelujah.
The devil would like to make us pay for our salvation.
That's right.
But it's free. Shall we stand, please? Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. What is that crimson stain? The blood of Jesus. In the final revival. Some of you folk don't even know about them kind of altar calls. I've told them to you. Preacher would get done by standing by you, as he would say. They start praying. Then he give an altar call. Brother, what's his name? Mourner's bench. There wasn't a church back in those days that did not have a mourner's bench.
Amen.
I wonder what we do in the mourner's bench. See, we don't have one here, but we have one, but there's not enough room for all you folk, is there? Blessed are they that mourn. Mourning is moaning. I remember the old preacher over in Charleston. He took that text one morning. Blessed are they that mourn. And then he started, "Oh Lord, oh Jesus, have mercy, Lord." 15 minutes he went like that on the radio. Hey, Phil, try it out. I just showed you how to do it. Oh Lord. Woe is me, Lord. And we done him a favor by moving them north, setting them free, and they're still bound by their own blackness. There will be no flesh.
Hallelujah.
Not another preacher on this earth will tell you this. Flesh and blood cannot and will not. There's no value in your flesh. None. Then how in the world are we going to get flesh and blood cannot inherit? Then how are we going to get with this black flesh, this white flesh, this fat flesh, this shiny flesh? Huh? Oh, Job said, I'm going to wait till my change comes. Got rid of his sores? Oh, boy.
Hallelujah.
That way. Thy own wickedness shall correct thee.
Yes.
And thy backsliding shall reprove thee.
Yes, Lord.
See where you came from? See how you fell?
Glory.
Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forgotten or forsaken the Lord thy God. If your backsliding don't bring you back to him, if your wickedness don't bring you back to him.
All right.
Thy way and thy doings have procured those things unto thee. They're yours. This is thy wickedness. Because it is bitter. Because it reaches onto thine heart.
Yes, Lord.
Hello. This damn fool. Hey, Steve, do you know who you're talking to? You're talking to the number one overcomer. Huh? I'll even overcome you, Steve. You devil. You overcome him. By the blood of the Lamb. By the word of their testimony. Not going to go away. Huh?
No.
Until God casts him into hell. And that's where Steve's going. He's going to hell. I thought I laid in my bed just a little bit before I came up here. Because this morning I woke up and my heart was going, I could hear it. I could literally hear it going, boom. Now, maybe you can't hear, but I could hear it. And I can hear just laboring. That's what causes heart failure. Because the demand for oxygen is greater than the heart can supply. Some of you folk have weak spiritual heart, and the demand for the blood is more than your heart can provide, because it's weak. Weak in faith. So then you lean upon him who is the author and the finisher of your faith. There is no other covenant. Damn you. You lying devil. Jesus Christ is a testimony of the new covenant. The final covenant. I will go away, but I will come again. All out, Satan.
Yes.
Oh, you know the word of God, don't you? Yes. It's written. It's written. It's written. You know what? You can talk all day long with people.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
How many times have I said to this guy, I put you on, you tell these folk your name and your phone number, and I'll have them call you, let them call you if they want to.
Hallelujah.
Huh? He won't do it. He won't do it.
Hallelujah.
I say, am I a false prophet? No, you're not a false prophet. No, you just, you've gone astray. Again, it's amazing.
Hallelujah.
I'm looking at an amazing people.
Amen.
If you don't stop jumping like that, you're going to fall and break your neck.
Hallelujah.
Give us one of them jumps.
Oh, hallelujah.
Ay, ay, ay. You didn't put your all into that one. I see you jump back to that table back there, and I thought you were going to land right.
Thank you, Jesus.
For your balancing thing, you missed
it.
You got a balance.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Who did that?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, big sister trying to catch up with it.
Glory.
Did you ever fuss at you for being so exuberant? She don't do that, does she?
She
do. You do that?
Yeah.
Glory. Oh, yes, Lord.
Y'all say, shout on, baby. Yeah. Shout on.
Shout on.
Baby was shouting. It's her running her mouth.
Well,
I think you.
Oh. Oh, are you thinking before you speak?
I try to.
Well, you just didn't do right there. She's your sister. She loves you.
Amen.
And you don't want to think before she speaks that, do you?
Bless you, Lord.
When you speak the truth, why do you have to think about it?
Right.
You know, it's the truth.
That's right.
Come on, folks.
Yeah.
Let me see. I love him. Let me think that too. No. I got to think about that. That's your carnal mind. Did I hear that right? You know, I always get amazed how we'll tell somebody what they ought to do, and then we do the same thing.
True.
She says she ought to think before she speaks. And then I turn right around and say, how about you?
True.
If you would have thought before you said that, with me standing right here, you'd have said, I better not say that.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it somehow our thought pattern ain't right?
True.
But I thought.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought sure when I got over here, Brother Stay, he would just treat me so nice. I'm not a nice guy.
Thank you, Lord.
Ain't that right? I've been nice to you. You've been nice to me. What do you mean? Whatever the word nice means. Everybody got it. Is this ever going to stop, Lord? Only when the end comes it's going to stop. Until that's not going to stop. We're going to have to endure each other. If you expect to enjoy each other, you have to endure each other. And he that endures. See, the church world has taught us entirely different. They taught to enjoy. And it doesn't say he'd enjoy to the end. Because there's not much joy until the end. Then cometh the end! Yeah, the end of Steve is about here. Damn fool, that old devil, he knows it. He knows it, boy. He knows. Yeah. We know who you are.
Amen.
Been going to the swine. He said, you got my permission. And killed them swine just like that.
Yes.
I heard that scripture too before I came. You know, I keep talking to you about the scriptures because I don't open my Bible.
Amen.
And I quote more scriptures than you folk can read. And the only reason you don't know it because you don't know the scriptures. You just don't know them because I quote them. And everyone fits when I need it. My words, his word, it's in my heart. They're spirit. And they are life. I don't speak death to you. I might try to help you kill your old flesh. Destroy your old carnal mind. Bliss. So you're blessed, huh? I'll bless you. Oh, God. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
And he wept over Jerusalem.
Amen.
I don't know why you folk don't get the picture. That same crowd that cried, Hosanna.
Yeah.
Hosanna!
Yes.
So you're doing it again.
Yeah, yeah.
If you knew the scripture, you would know I'm quoting the scripture.
Amen.
Long time, in theological terms, that was called the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. But it wasn't. We got that one coming. And you got to get rid of just Jerusalem over here. See, oh, God, I wish I can't penetrate this mind. This Jerusalem and this United States is going to be destroyed. Trump or no Trump. And God may use Trump to destroy it. And even use so-called Israel to destroy it. Because they say they're Israel. They're not Israel. We are the ones who cry. He is real. He is real. There are some things of my feelings. What's that one you sang this morning?
Awesome.
She joined the bandwagon then.
Psalm 138.
She's heard Brother Rice call me. Then she heard the guy at the other, second one to call me. Actually, I put him on there.
Yes.
And but by the time I done that, she called. And she, I'm going to get in on this too.
Psalm 138.
Does anybody know the gist of them calls?
The trouble.
Isn't this something? I played that thing over and over again for the specific reason. Psalms won't do it. They won't do it. They heard me praying about the burden that was on me. The evidence upon me.
Amen.
And then Pastor Rice come through.
Yes.
Which one did he come through with?
Psalm 20.
Huh?
Psalm 20. The Lord hear thee.
Right while I was there praying,
yeah,
he called it. The Lord's hearing you.
Yeah.
See, I got a song. Boy, this people won't budge. They are so locked into their own iniquity. Who got that verse?
The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble.
Ah.
The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion.
Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice.
Yes,
Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill
Hallelujah.
All thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation. And in the name of our God,
Hallelujah.
We will set up our banners. The Lord will fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed.
Hallelujah.
He will hear him
oh, yeah.
from his holy heaven.
Amen.
And with the saving strength of his right hand.
How are you doing, Steve?
Hallelujah. Some trust in chariots
oh, yes.
and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God.
The name of Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Yes.
I don't want Yahweh bless you. I want Jesus bless you. He even lifts Jesus above the name of Yahweh. Above Allah. Above every name. Above Trump. Now, if we all say me at the same time, we'll have yes. Or if we say you at the same time, that'll include all of us. Ain't that right, Terry? Come here, Terry. Now, you're my little... what am I supposed to do?
Just be yes, son.
I am here.
Yes, sir.
I'm here.
Yes, sir.
He's here. Yes. We're here. Yes. You old paratrooper. We're going to jump out of this plane, boy. Anybody know the second one? The brother called me? You mean someone take time to write them down? I don't even pay no attention to them.
The great day of the Lord is near.
Ah!
It is near and hasteth greatly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord.
Wow!
Yeah.
Second call after Pastor Rice.
Yeah.
The great day of the Lord is here.
Hallelujah.
Even the voice.
A day of trouble,
glory,
and distress.
Oh boy!
A day of wasteness,
glory,
and desolation.
Glory.
A day of darkness
yes.
and gloominess. A day of clouds and thick darkness.
Yes.
A day of the trumpet,
glory,
barn,
glory,
against the fenced city,
yes, Lord,
and against the high towers.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Now yours.
Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly.
Hallelujah.
But the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble,
yes,
thou wilt revive me.
Hallelujah.
Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies,
yes, Lord,
and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me.
Yes.
Thy mercy.
Yes.
O Lord, endureth forever.
Hallelujah.
Not the works of thine own hand.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Amen.
Before you were born, he said, I made you.
Amen.
The works of his hand.
Yes.
Yes. Well now, brother, go to hell. Go to hell, Steve. And everybody else out there wants to raise up your voice against me. Just go to hell.
Amen.
I'm being very faithful.
Yes.
I'm giving you a warning.
Yes.
Well, who are you? You better find out. I better find out. We ain't got too much more time. Boy, why do you keep bashing Trump? I don't bash Trump. I believe that God did raise up Trump. And if he wins this election, it's got to be God. It's just got to be God. So God's vote would be greater than all the other votes. And he's going to go around saying, I'm the greatest. If he comes out as the Antichrist, he's going to set himself up as God. That's why you were talking about the temple. Because that's where he's going to be revealed to be, not the Son of God, but the Son of Perdition, the predicted one, the predestined one, to come before the real one. I want to see him. I want to see that guy. Yeah, you're going to compass into an army. I want to see it. Boy, you focus on these kind of revelations and it doesn't mean nothing to you. Just a few days ago, Israel passed a law that now, whether you're Muslim or Christian, or Jews, you can pray on the Temple Mount. Come on, Paul, knock it off. Hallelujah. Whoa, I didn't know about that. In 1967, the Sixth Day War. How come we don't recognize the Sixth Day? How come we don't see how God took that little nation and whooped all of the Arab nations in just 6 days? The 6 days have any significant number? Isn't it some? Even though I'm telling you, you still, what's he trying to? 6 days. Why? Why was it in 6 days? Why not seven? Why not five? On the sixth day, God finished his work. On the seventh day, he brings it all to an end. My God. How come you ain't shouting? Take away your beauty when you have to shout like that.
Hallelujah.
Good, do it again.
Hallelujah!
Oh, God, look at that. Yeah. Y'all see the way you shout.
Hallelujah!
And don't forget it. And don't forget it. Hallelujah. Translation or interpretation. It's spoken by every language. Come here. Come here. Get over here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to say that for me in Japanese.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Would you like to talk Japanese?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There you go.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
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 Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise.
Thank you, brother. not Steve or Steve not brother, because you're not my brother.
Amen.
God's not your father. Jesus Christ not your Savior. Then you're not my brother.
Amen.
And you keep speaking words against him. There is no third covenant. Only two. First one, Old Testament. Second one, New Testament. And Jesus Christ is our New Testament. He's our new covenant. He gave us a covenant. If I go away, I will. Here's my end of the covenant. He said, not the end of look for me when I come again. That's your end. Not the end of wait for him. I can't understand. How many people have broke their vow?
Right.
And there's Chris standing up here. I'm not sure if he's still alive. But I'm going to tell him, any folk that died out of the river, you better find your burial place down here. You're not going to be buried up here. I wouldn't put Daisy next to Rick or his son next to his dad, because they denied their dad. They denied his testimony. Oh, you don't hear that, huh?
True.
That brother doesn't take back his denial. We've given it every opportunity. Oh, Burgess! And you better stop strengthening him. He's going to take back his denial.
Yeah. True.
If he don't take it back, we'll be on his betrayal.
True.
I don't know why you folk.
True.
You keep denying. It won't be long, he'll betray. I don't know him. Whew.
Bless you, Lord God.
Anybody know where I'm at?
Thank you, Father.
Here.
We're at the end.
Hallelujah. Glory.
She's the last one?
Yes.
See it?
Yeah.
You're going to take vengeance or revenge.
Amen.
You're going to pay it back.
Amen.
God always pays his debts.
Amen.
His word is always true.
Amen.
That's where his debt covenant is.
Amen.
In his word, it's written.
Amen.
You're going to tell me there's another covenant beside that one? You damn liar.
Amen.
She made her, because that's all I preach anymore. Where would we be if I hadn't preached that new covenant? That second one, that the blood of Jesus, the grace of God. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, and that's the last covenant, and that's what you're under. Grace and truth. Glory be to God. It's our shield and our buckler. It's our defense and our strength.
Yeah.
I wish somebody, my God, what do I got to do? Lord bless you. Not the children sitting in the markets, verse 17. And you have not lamented, verse 25. O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who hath set thy glory above the heavens? Psalms 8. God bless you, prophet. Truly the Lord has been faithful to us to send to us the last day prophet of God. Praise the Lord.